Get messy, you know, get yourself, be messy, you know, let yourself. I think about my children, often when I think about all of that, you know, getting messy, but doing it anyway. It's, and letting yourself do it things anyway, you know, despite the fear. It's, you know, so important for us to continue to let ourselves play in our lifetime. And I think of my kids and how they'll play and explore, and they'll get messy with paints in a very like literal way. They'll get messy, right? They'll let themselves, like sometimes it's all over the place and you're like, what are they doing? And they're learning, they're growing, they're expanding. And I think as adults, we can learn from that. And if we allow ourselves to get messy in our life and just really try things, and you know, no matter what happens, you've tried it and you got a little messy, and maybe you never know where it's going to take you. So keep going.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Badass Wellness Coach Show for wellness professionals on a quest to become a sought-after expert in their category. I'm your host Didier Hoffman, and today I'm doing my happy rain dance because I have Jenny Balthazar, a transformational embodiment coach and the founder of Wild Blossom Coaching with me. Jenny is a trauma-informed coach, writer, and speaker. And today, she's going to take us on a behind-the-scenes visit of her coaching practice. Jenny, welcome to the Badass Wellness Coach Show.
Thank you so much, Didi.
Jenny.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy and we're thrilled to have you here. Please give us a short Twitter bio of what you do.
So as a transformational embodiment coach, I work with people who are going through changes in their life, typically heart-centered leaders, people who want to make a difference in the world, people who are struggling to some extent with trauma or grief. Most of us are to some extent, and who really want to be able to integrate and learn how to integrate all the parts of themselves. So really become more empowered by their feelings and their emotions and be able to take those and be able to shift their life to a new place. So be able to really utilize and honor the space that they've been in and be able to find a new place of joy.
Oh, it sounds great. Sounds great. Your favorite quote is, be messy and complicated and afraid and show up anyways, by Glennon Doyle. Please tell us more about that.
Yes, absolutely. So I am definitely an introvert. That's something, but I'm also a really powerful entrepreneur. And I've seen that as someone who really wants to bring forward my voice, but maybe not always being as comfortable doing that I live by this philosophy of, you know, be messy, but do it anyway, you know, allow myself to step forward. I have a powerful message to share. I want to spread more peacefulness to more people in the world, and offer that. And in order to do that, you have to get messy and you have to share. So that's what I remind myself of every day, to just show up and do the best I can to help make changes and help people.
Love that. I love that. It comes back to the whole philosophy of seeing your life and what you do as an entrepreneur as a minimum viable product. In other words, just launch, just get out there, do things, and we learn as
Let's
we go
do it.
on. Yeah. Jenny, what got you hooked on coaching?
So I have a background, actually, I'm a trained counselor. So I started in the counseling field, and I loved being a counselor. I was very passionate about it. And then I became a massage therapist. So I shifted gears, working more with the body. And I found that people were asking me for advice, recommendations, support around a variety of health things, body related things, not just physical pain, or that the physical pain was coming from stress, anxiety, you know, of course, everything is connected, right? So I would be supporting people as a massage therapist and finding that I was drawn back to supporting people with thinking of a way to do that. And I trained to be an integrative health coach. That was the first training that I did as a coach to become certified. And I continued on to do other trainings, trauma-informed trainings for yoga. I'm also a yoga teacher, studied aromatherapy and a wide range of different approaches to caring for people in a holistic way. And so coaching is really powerful modality. Myself having received therapy and coaching, they both have play a role, but I've seen the biggest changes in my life as a coach, receiving coaching as well.
And for how long have you been running your practice as a coach now?
So it's almost 2 years now. Oh, almost awesome. 2 years. Awesome. Yes. Oh. Started, I'm a COVID new coaching entrepreneur as of the beginning of pretty much the beginning of COVID. I was just starting out. And the last year or so have developed a practice around, you know, the clients that just really light me up and are seeing great things with them. So.
Oh. And when was the moment, or if there was a moment, when you knew you could make a living at this?
I would say that was probably, you know, right from the beginning. I think in order to have a successful business, you really have to believe in your message and that you, that your purpose is bigger than your fear. So for me, it was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a living doing this. I have, I'm a single mom. So I have three small children that I'm raising, and decided that I wasn't really fit for working in a standard business setting any longer. And I really wanted to have my own business. So I was like, yep, this is what I'm meant to do. And of course I was lucky. I had people who were supporting me and encouraging me along the way and said, you're born for this. So keep going.
Oh, it's always music to my ears to hear somebody say that they had people supporting them, because I think it's one of the things that really trips up a lot of people in online business, especially this whole thing, even the word solo entrepreneur, and even I use that word, but it's not a solo effort. Yeah, you can't do this on your own. You've mentioned success and being successful. Can you give us, what's your definition of a successful coaching business? For yourself.
I actually had my coach ask me this recently, and I go right to being able to create space for people to have more peace in their heart. So to me, it's not about, you know, making a big impact, certainly, but it's not so much about the money. It's not so much about, you know, having a large number of people even in the room with me. It's really making an impact on that one person and having them be able to feel more peaceful in their heart and living in their purpose and being able to serve the people they serve and being able to spread that. That is when I feel like, wow, like, and I gratefully so, I feel that most days of my work week, I truly do. So I get to experience that level of success on a daily basis.
Can you be a little bit more specific on that? You say you experience that level of success on a scale of 1 to 10 on an average day. Where do you sit?
So I would say that, you know, just leaving a call with someone, virtual call, I work online predominantly. I am lucky to have some local clients who I do occasionally meet with in person here in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, but I mostly work with people in different places around the world. And at the end of each call I have with a person, I usually ask them, do you feel complete? How are you? What insight did you have from this call that we had today? And does it feel complete, or do you have another question? So that I know when they're leaving that time with me, they're in a place where they're ready to take action on something we probably talked about, or they're feeling that they can breathe a little bit easier. They're feeling that they can go and move forward in some capacity that they're working on in their life. Everyone's so different. So it's hard to give a super specific answer, but I feel like mostly it's that feeling where someone is like, yeah, they're internally knowing that this is the next thing for them. And this is what they want to do at this. They feel more peaceful in that moment. And they're like, okay, I know that Jenny's got my back and this is what I'm going to do next. So, and that transformation can slowly take place, or actually quite quickly. You know, I typically work with people over the course of 3 months, and I see great transformation with people in that short period of time. So yeah, it's powerful. You see it in their body. So that's the that's the embodiment part, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a transformation that occurs for someone. And then when you're really starting to feel in your body that you're living this in this place of happiness and peacefulness and gratitude and mindfulness of your day and the life that you have, there's a freedom in that. And you can see that in the way, the posture that someone has, the way that they move their body, the way they interact with others in their life, the way that they speak to others. So there are lots of visible signs that I've been successful.
I like the fact that you've focused, because that's what you actually do, and you're actually using the visible signs as a way to measure your success. That's great. I really like that idea. Jenny, to what do you attribute? You've already mentioned that you stick to things and you've decided that you're going to make a success of this, but to what else do you attribute your success?
I believe being really open to learning. Always been a lifetime learner. So constantly, maybe to a fault to some extent. It's interesting because this year I've decided I'm, you know, going to limit my trainings because I am constantly learning and evolving, constantly doing my own personal development. I feel like there's always something new to learn and to expand on what I've already, you know, I could probably say I have enough, you know, and be confident in that, certainly, and feel empowered that I can support my clients. But I have an openness to growth, the same way that I want to be able to reflect that for my clients, that there's always a new opportunity to learn and to grow, despite where you are in your life. So, and I'm constantly challenging myself. So I'm putting new things out in front of myself to say, hey, let's give this a try. Even though I'm going to get really messy doing it and it might be out of my comfort zone. It probably is. I'm going to put that goal in place. So it really helps me each day to step into my success a little bit more.
Yeah, and again, I think you're a good role model and a good example of an introvert that stepping out of their comfort zone, because as introverts, there's a lot of things that are a little bit more challenging for us than our extroverts friends out there. So yeah, for somebody like you to come onto a podcast, that takes a lot of more courage than for an extrovert. So I appreciate you doing that as well.
Thank you.
What does a typical business day look like for Jenny? Where and how do you spend your time? Can you give us a breakdown of, you know, the activities that you focus on a typical day?
Absolutely. So I also call myself a writer. I am a writer. I'm working on a book, and I'm also, I do speaking engagements. So I am hired by local organizations and have done some online speaking events. So I do divide my time between my coaching with my one-on-one clients, my time's writing and spending time with my writing, whatever that looks like. It could be working on my book. It might be doing some blog posts or activities, because that's really, I have a passion for that. And it fuels me. The creativity gives me more energy to create. As I create more things on the page, I have more energy and to be able to give to my clients. It's really a way that I fuel myself. So I give myself some time in the morning, typically, to write before I start the day, set myself up for success with that, and meet with my clients throughout the day. I do offer, I'm starting a group in January. I'm going to be doing an honoring your grief group. So I'm preparing to get that out into the world, which is, this is a big area that I've supported people in over the last couple of years. And it's very deeply personal to me, and creating a space for people to heal their grief. And so I'm working on prepping for that. And sometimes I do have speaking engagements. I might have meetings in the evenings. My kids are at school during the day. And as a mom, I do my most, you know, intensive work during the day, certainly with my one-on-one clients. And yeah, so I'm constantly evolving, and that as I break into 2023, have a lot of new things and projects cooking up. So Every day I really try to create a little bit something new. You know, what does that look like? If it's a social media experience, you know, something, I've been doing videos to share my offerings in that way. It might be something that I'm writing and continuing to finish my book. Yeah, a little bit of a blend each day. So okay. I try to, I mix my days up for sure. But I have certain client days that I'm kind of really focused on, dedicated to my clients as well.
Oh, I love that you practice what you preach, in the sense of starting your day with doing the activity that's most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Curveball question. You're a writer and a speaker. Which one do you prefer?
That's tricky. So I've been writing forever. So ever since I could write. I mean, I have journals that go back to when I was, you know, 6 years old, probably. And then writing poetry in high school and college. Mm-hmm. And I was loved writing for many, many years. And it's actually had a resurgence in my life with my business. It's become a really powerful backdrop, as I mentioned. So that is, the speaking is something new. I've been a teacher for a few years. I've taught yoga and a number of other workshops and offered speaking events for different activities that I've done, different careers that I've had. However, it's relatively new, but when I'm doing it, I adore it. You know, it's like when I actually get an opportunity, I get hired to have an opportunity to speak with people about a topic and see the impact that makes and be able to have conversations with people, especially in real time, in real life, right? In person, which is, we're still kind of getting used to that again. That really lights me up too. So, you know, it's difficult for me to choose which I prefer. I think they, one definitely informs the other. So in my writing, it gives me ideas for things that I would like to speak about. And when I speak to an audience and they have questions and they, you know, we go down a certain path with something that I've shared, it inspires me to write about it. So it's, you know, they're pretty neck and neck at this point.
Yeah, for me speaking.
Is that fair? Can I answer that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's definitely speaking by far. But the interesting thing is that I do a lot of writing, but I write for myself. I write to think. I find that when, you know, I've always got pen and paper. And when I write, I think, and I think better when I put my thinking into writing. Let's get back to you. What about being self-employed? Do you find the most challenging?
When I get excited about something that I'm working on, it can take over my day. So if I'm, say, working on, you know, something that I'm writing or working on my website or working on a project, it's having the discipline to say, okay, it's time to shift gears and do other things. So because my schedule is a bit limited with the schedule of my children and being able to balance all of that, it's important for me to have discipline and to say, okay, after 90 minutes, this is the time, it's the time for me to shift gears out of my writing and go to do something else. So if I really like it and I have the time. That's a challenge for me. It's a challenge for me to, because I could sit and write for hours, or I could sit and work on a project for hours. So I'm learning that. And I think in, this is one of my New Year's new vision for myself, is to really be a little bit more disciplined around my time schedule. And I believe I'll be more productive that way. And also giving myself the freedom to have some days I've built into my schedule where I have unapologetically creative days. So I have a couple days a month where I can completely work on speaking and writing and just really let it flow without the limitations. And then the rest of my weeks are set up to be more organized and smaller doses of each thing that I'm working on.
Yeah, I love what you said about, you know, finding time management a challenge, because personally, that's one of my biggest challenges as well. I tend to try and time block, especially my one-on-one coaching sessions and my work with clients and students. And that's reasonably easy because you can calendarize that. But then I think I have the same problem that you have, Jenny, is that when I'm in the flow of something, and because I'm the CEO and the only employee, the employee tends to tell the CEO, you know, I'm just going to carry on with this today. You can sort this out tomorrow. and that happens a lot. On a personal level, Jenny, what about being self-employed do you find most rewarding?
Really being the leader of my life every day, you know, being able to make the choices that I believe are best for myself, my family, my clients, taking steps towards making a difference and not feeling the tug of someone saying, no, you can't do that. You know, it's only me that I hold my own limitations. Certainly we have moments where we feel like maybe we can't accomplish something, but I really like being in my power to be able to create a heart-centered work environment. I get to create the space that I work in, the programs that I offer. I mean, there's so much positive around what you can make and what you can create when you believe in your business. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, there's a lot of things there that I resonate with. I think that to be in power of your own destiny is really something that's very energizing. It's that thing that gets you up in the morning, because you know what you're going to do today is going to have an impact, not just on yourself, but also on other people. And I always say that being an entrepreneur is probably one of the most empowering self-development courses that you can ever take.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. On a more practical level, one of the lifeblood of our businesses is our clients. What's Jenny's favorite way of finding new clients, or what's working best for you?
I love that. So creating new clients is something that I adore. So having personal conversations with people, really sharing what I do. I used to make it really challenging. I think it was one of these things where it was like, oh, how am I going to build a business? And how am I going to, you know, be able to reach the people that want to work with me? And I found that, again, once you kind of, you get in your flow where you're confident around the work that you're doing, and you're open with sharing it with people. I do go to some local networking events, which have been a fabulous way to meet other women who are looking for support in different transitional periods of their life and health and other things. And so that's been a really wonderful way to meet people in person. Again, that in-person piece, I think, is really great. As far as the online space, I use LinkedIn quite a lot. I've found that it's a good way for me to share the workings of my business and create conversations with people who are interested in the work that I'm doing. And then, you know, see where that goes. But I've created clients from a variety of different spaces. It's really, I think, about the energy that I'm putting out into that space and being able to share and be vulnerable about my experiences and what has helped me to transform my life. People see that, and that there is that power of vulnerability, right? As Brené Brown shares. And so being able to do that and to offer that to others, they see that they feel safe, you know, they can feel safe with me, that I will hold space for whatever it is they're going through. And not only that, challenge them if they want to be able to make big changes in their life. So yeah, the vulnerability piece is big, both in person and also online.
Oh, it's music to my ears always to hear a coach that says they are using offline, because I think it's become completely sort of, you know, if you're online, you're only online. And that's the completely wrong approach to go about this, because offline actually is enough, if you do that correctly, to just feed your business forever. And then you can use the online just to increase your impact and do group coaching and things like that. That just works a little bit easier with the tech. How does your support network look? Are there any masterminds, communities, coaches? What does Jenny do to support her in this endeavor?
Oh boy. So yes, many things. So I have been part of a number of coaching mastermind communities over the last, this is my like join to learn and be with other people to brainstorm. I've been part of a couple of them over the last couple of years. Looking forward to being part of one that's actually starting very soon again. Yeah, I mean, they're all a little bit different, but like always opportunities to grow within that space with other coaches. I have for myself an accountability coach or a business, you know, business, another coach that we share about our businesses and we grow just one-on-one. And I really like that. We've been working together for almost a year, and we give each other 30 minutes each week to share updates about what we're working on, and we each take notes on what the other person's doing, and we check in with them. And I learn so much from her every week, and it's really been an opportunity for me to both get supported as a coach and a business owner, but also to give her support as well. So it's twofold, and we're always open forum for coaching each other. So that feels really good that we can coach each other on things that might be holding us back in that space. So I don't do groups one-on-one. And you know, I feel like there's, when you're creating conversations and talking to people, you're often involved in, you know, with groups of coaches. I mean, this is one of the things I do love about the online space, is that there's so many of us internationally that I've become connected to through coaching programs, and to be able to maintain those relationships with people who are in different parts of the world, but yet you're doing the same kind of work, like yourself, Dee Dee, you know, very similar, you know, passion for the work that we're doing. It helps me to feel less alone. So I do love the online space for that building of community as well.
The easiest way to build a successful coaching practice is to surround yourself with successful people. The Badasspreneurs Think Tank is a community of fellow coaches who are also on a quest to build a wildly successful coaching practice that runs like clockwork. You'll also get access to exclusive content, thought-provoking conversations, expert perspectives, and activities to help you build and grow your own wildly successful coaching practice. Plus, You'll get to make new friendships, find collaboration partners, and expand your own professional network. Simply follow the Think Tank link in this episode description or visit badasspreneurs.com/thinktank and join our community of coaches today. Let's switch gears here and talk about how Jenny works with her clients. And let's start with my favorite question. Who benefits the most from working with you?
Well, our clients often reflect us. Yes, right? So there's that there are, I see the bit my clients that benefit the most from my work are the ones that are open to being vulnerable and who are open to learning how to integrate all the parts of themselves, feeling their feelings. And so I could create a container for them to feel safe, but then them allowing themselves, giving themselves permission to honor the feelings that they're having and honor the space that we share together on a regular basis, and coming to that space with an open heart, and really that open heart that they're going to share with people that and spread with in their life, being able to be vulnerable with me about what's happening and really truthful with themselves, you know, having this ability to look at yourself and really be honest about, maybe you don't see it, but maybe I will reflect that back to you and say, hey, this is, you know, this is something that I'm hearing you say. And then they're willing to really look at that and positive, negative, somewhere in, you know, or somewhere in between, just a thought about a belief that they might have for about themselves. We all have longstanding, you know, beliefs that we hold on to that aren't necessarily, that often aren't the truth about who we are. We tell ourselves these stories and then, you know, create evidence for them throughout our lifetimes. So it's really amazing to see how a client can come to this place of insight around, ooh, I have had that belief about myself for a long time, and just really allow themselves to consider that there's a different way to think about themselves, a different way to speak about themselves, to care about themselves, and really get to a place where they can nurture their whole body, their mind, their body, their soul, in a more complete way.
And what is Jenny's secret sauce? How is what you do different from all the other coaches out there?
Well, I would say there's a few things, but to begin with, I would, you know, the embodiment piece is a big part of what I do. There are a lot of transformational coaches out there, a lot of mindset coaches, and all of that is very valuable. And within my coaching, I use this an embodiment, which means that we're really learning how to integrate, as I mentioned earlier, the, you know, our mindset becomes a new way of being. Like, not only are we thinking differently, we're also learning to feel into that new way of being so that we can manifest and create the life that we want. Really comes down to the brain and the nervous system. And when we're, you know, living with trauma from the past, grief, a lot of things that really rewire, our brain is rewired in a sense, you know, this is through neuroscience, we know that there's a rewiring that takes place when we go through these events. And so how can we actually shift our nervous system and the way that we feel in our body to feel more joy and happiness again and feel more peace? You know, so that transformation is not only a different way of thinking, it's also a new way of really feeling alive and well in our body, mind, and soul.
And what are the logistics of working with you?
So anyone can reach out to me at jenny@wildblossomcoaching.com. I have a website. You can reach me there. So if someone goes to my website, typically, or I meet them in person, I say, hey, you want to hop on a call? And we could have a connection call. We can talk over a cup of tea and get to know each other. And if that feels like a good fit, and I might offer someone some support around a certain area of their life. And then if they decide that they want to try a breakthrough call with me, we do that. So that takes it to the next step where we spend typically about an hour together where someone gets to experience coaching with me. They get to see what my individual approach is like and how that may affect them and how they might feel after and whether they're ready to take that on in their life or not. There are a lot of factors. So I give people an opportunity to do that for free. It's not, there's no charge for that. And we get together, we spend that hour, there's no obligation. And then I offer them, you know, if they want the support and we feel like it's a good fit, I offer a variety of different packages, but my most popular is a 3-month program, 12 sessions together and ongoing coaching support throughout that. So I'm available to the people that hire me for that 3 months to reach out for not only accountability, because that is a piece, but as a trauma-informed coach, I find that there are also, moments where my clients need support between sessions. Mm. So I may hop on a call for a few minutes with someone and offer them a 10-minute, you know, restorative meditation, or I might give them a call and just let them process something that's happening for them at that moment in time. And then our regular sessions proceed as normal. So I really embrace my clients and give them the ongoing support that they need on a regular basis for that 3 months of time. And then I have groups, as I said, I'm finishing up a couple groups that I've been doing this year, but I'm going to be starting a new Honoring Your Grief group in the fall. So people can reach out if they are interested. I mean, in January, the wrong season. If people are interested in more of a group environment. And I'm always creating new things. So there'll be more and more opportunities over the next 6 months for sure. And I have one more offering that I just put out recently. 3 90-minute coaching and meditational healing sessions. So they're all virtual and they include the coaching and the meditation together, and they're longer sessions. It's really supposed to be for our, here in the Berkshires, we're in the winter months. So people tend to need a little bit of energetic boost during that time. And it can be very difficult for people going through loss, especially. So I found that the combination of meditation and the coaching together is a very supportive way to help people through any time, but especially during the winter season. So I'm doing a 3 90-minute special package for the winter around that.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Jenny, let's wrap this up. What's one actionable takeaway you want us to walk away with from this conversation?
Mm-hmm. Get messy, you know, get yourself, be messy, you know, let yourself, I think about my children, often when I think about all of that, you know, getting messy, but doing it anyway. It's, and letting yourself do it things anyway, you know, despite the fear. It's, you know, so important for us to continue to let ourselves play in our lifetime. And I think of my kids and how they'll play and explore, and they'll get messy with paints in a very like literal way. They'll get messy, right? They'll let themselves, like sometimes it's all over the place and you're like, what are they doing? And they're learning, they're growing, they're expanding. And I think as adults, we can learn from that. And if we allow ourselves to get messy in our life and just really try things, and you know, no matter what happens, you've tried it and you got a little messy, and maybe you never know where it's going to take you. So keep going.
Jenny, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your wisdom, and your passion with us. We wish you only the very, very best, and may your business grow and prosper beyond your wildest dreams.
Thank you so much, Didi. It was such a pleasure, and I'm grateful to be here with you today.
We're also grateful for having you and for sharing so generously with us. And yeah, there you have it, my dear Banders Wellness friends. Another badass episode packed with ideas and inspiration to help you on your quest to also become the chief rainmaker and a sought-after expert in your field. go say hi to Jenny on social media. I'll post all the links on the show notes page. And before we go, just a reminder that joining a community of like-minded people on a similar quest is probably the single most powerful way to navigate a rapidly changing business landscape, build new mindsets and practices, and achieve exceptional results. The Badasspreneurs Think Tank is a one-of-a-kind community of heart-centered coaches having fun rethinking and redefining both the mindset and the mechanics of running a wildly successful online coaching practice, so that each one of us can define success on our own terms, spend more time doing what we love, maximize our impact on our clients' lives, and make the world a healthier and a happier place. To join the Badasspreneurs Think Tank, follow the link in the episode description or visit badasspreneurs.com/thinktank. Thank you so much for listening to the Badass Wellness Coach Show. Be blessed, be visible, and go make it rain.